You hold Masechet Zvachim, Daf Gimel. The top of the Gemara starts that Yeser Arkein. We want to bring a proof. How do we know? What does it say in the Mishnah that Stam Gerushin is Shalei Lishmo? That if you write a get Minastam, it's possible. You have to write the get L'Shem Isha. The Sefer has to write it in the name of this lady, in the name of this man. If they write it Stam, whoever wants to use it, the get is possible. How do we know this? So you want to bring a proof from here. It says in the Gemara in Gittin that Yester Arkein, more than this, it said that cost of Lagaras Eshishtoi. A man writes a get to give his wife, Venimlach, and then he changes his mind. He decides not to give her a get. Now, Motzu ben Iroi, another man in the same city, finds this person and finds this get. V'omaloi, so this Ruvain says to that Ruvain, listen, Shemi Kishmecha, my name is like your name. V'shem Ishti Kishem Ishticho, and my wife's name is the same name as your wife. If so, let me use your get. You're not using your get, and it was written for the same names, so let me use it. So said Locha there, Postle Garish Boy, that the second one is not allowed to use his get for his wife. So the question is why? It's written for the right names. So it must be that since it wasn't written L'shem, the second wife, but L'shem, the first one, therefore it's possible. So you see, it's like it's written Stam without any intentions. It's also possible. So Morris says, no, from here you have no proof. I tell you maybe Dilma Shani Hossam. Over there it's different. The Intaklei L'shem Gerushin Yehu, because here the first person wrote it for his wife. So it was first written for a special wife, for a special husband. Now when they decide not to use it, if somebody else wants to use it, so pshit it's possible for the second party, because it was written for a different party altogether. But in our cases, let's say a get is written stam, and now somebody wants to use it, maybe it should be kosher. How do we know even in such a case it's possible? Someone says, Elam Yehoh, bring a proof from this halacha. Another Gemara in Gittin says that yes, the Rakhin, a big chiddush, it says that yesh lo shtei noshim. Let's say a man, Reuven, has two wives. Shesh moiseim shavois. Both wives have the same name. So, cost of lagarash besa as a gadola. First, Reuven told the cipher, write the get for my older wife, Leah. I want to give her a get. So, it says halacha, if later he changes his mind and he does not want to give it to his older wife, but rather he wants to give it to his younger wife, which her name is also Leah, so it says it's possible. So her question is why? Here, it's like stoma. True, it wasn't written for the second one, but why should it be possible? So you see what? It has to be written beferish for the wife that you want to use, and minastam, it's possible. Somewhere it says no. Dilma Shani Hosma, over there also, maybe it's different. The intak lay L'shem Gerushin Yehu. Still at the beginning, you had intentions to give this get to your older wife. So you told the cipher to write it B'shem, L'shem, your older wife. So it's also considered it was written for a different person. Now to change your mind and use it for the younger one, here it's possible. Because at the beginning, you had it B'favorish written for somebody else. But maybe in the case was written Stam, like we'll soon see the case, maybe there it's kosher. So Mora says, Ella rather from here. Here's the final case. Ella meho. It says, yes, a rakein, a bigger chiddush than the ones before it says. This is also the Gemara in Yidden, that Omer the Lavlor, if there's Reuven, the husband went to the cipher. And it said like this, Kosav Uliezer She'eretza Garish, where this Reuven has two wives. They both have the same name, they're both named Leah. And he doesn't know for sure now which one of the two he wants to give a get. He can't hold on to two wives. He wants to give a get to one. He's not sure yet. So he tells the cipher now, write this get stam to one of my two wives. They both have the same name. And later I'll decide which one I want to give it to. So who right now the cipher is for sure writing it stam. Still it says, the locho, post the garish boy. You're not allowed to use this get. You can't give it to either one of them. Why? Because at the beginning, when you told the cipher to write it, since you were not sure which one you want to give it to, it's not called written Lishma, it's called written Stam, and Stam is possible. So you have a clear proof here that even though the get is written Stam, still it's possible. Tomorrow says, no, again, maybe there's no proof here. Dil Mashani Hossa, maybe over there it's different. Diyain Breira, because we do not hold from the side of Breira. Meaning at the time when you wrote the get, you had a doubt which one. So Breru would mean later on when you decide which one, we would say at the beginning it's if that's the one you wanted to. So since you told the Sofer whichever one you wanted to, and later you decide, so the one you decide later is considered like at the beginning you had asked for, then it would have been kosher. But we hold ain't Breru, no, we do not say this. Since at the beginning you had a doubt which one you wanted, even though later you decide which one, we do not say that deciding one later is the same one you wanted now. We have to be afraid maybe now really it's considered written for the other one, not for the one you decide to write it. So since it was written for the other one, again, it's like intuk. At the beginning, maybe it's written for the wrong wife, and then later you decide to give it to the one you want to. So again, there's no proof in this case. It's not called stam. Maybe it's considered like it's written for the wrong wife. Ella, rather, the final proof is Ella Meyof Nisalocha. It says clearly, Gemara in Gittin, that HaKoysif Toiv Se Gittin. If a Sofer wants to have on hand forms of Gittin divorces, then the case that people come to him, he shouldn't have to wait so long. He wants to have the form all ready to be used. So what does he have to leave out that should be written Lishmo when the husband comes and tells him, like, what to write? So it says clearly, Tzorach Sheniach, the Sofer has to leave blank, Mokom Ish, the place of the name of the man, or Mokom Isha, the place to write the name of the wife, or Mokom Edim, the place where the Edim will sign, or Mokom Azman, in the place of the time. This the Sofer has to write in, fill in, when the husband comes to have the get written. This has to be written Lishmo. V'yomer Rav Yudah Mar Shmuel, Av Tzorach Sheniach, the Sofer also has to leave blank to first write it later, Mokom, the place of Harayat Muteras L'chol Adam, that you should be permitted to marry anybody, which this is really called the goof of the get itself, that the husband is writing to his wife the get, that you now are permissible to marry whoever you want. So you see, even the goof of the get, Harayat Muteras L'chol Adam, it's possible if the Sofer would write it stam. Like here, the Sofer just wants to write it now at the beginning to have them ready on hand, that whoever comes later, he'll use it for him. So now the Sofer is writing it stam. He's not writing it for any special person. He's writing it stam that whoever wants to could use it. Still, we say it's possible that even this part of the get, the part of Harayat Materos Techolodom, has to be written beferish for this man and for this wife. To see a get has to be written lishmo. And minastam, if you write it stam, you do not know for sure who you want to use. It's who you use it for. It's also possible. That was the question before. What's the difference by kachim that we say stam kachim is kosher and stam gittin is posel? And the answer before was that stam kachim is for its carbon. It's oimid lishmo. Mashenkin stam anisha is not oimid to have a get. Therefore, min astam it's not called lishmo. This was the first question that Rav asked, and Rav himself gave an answer. Now the Gemara says, Su Rami Mil Sachriti. After this, Rav asked the second question, and again he gave an answer. So Rav asked the question like this: Mi Yomar Rav Yudah Marav? Is it true that Rav Yudah Marav said, which is really a Gemara later on the Mem Vav Mabeis? But Rav asked like this: Is it true that Rav Yudah Marav said that Chatis Sheshochto L'Shem Eilo? If the person that shechs the Chatis has in mind that this chatas should be l'shem Eloh, so psula. That's called a shinu, or a shinu kaidish, that is psul, that the first Mishnah says, a carbon chatas is poshul shler l'shmo. What's going to be shochto l'shem chulin? That's how the person shechted this carbon chatas l'shem chulin. He did not have in mind to do it l'shem another carbon, but l'shem stam a chulin, stam an animal. So locha then is ksheira. This is not called shler l'shmo. Alma, what do we see? What's the reason why? The mina machrivo. Only if you have in mind a different type of a korban, a different type of kochim, which is the same min, the same type of a korban chatis. So kochim has to do with kochim. That's machrivo. That destroys. In other words, that's called a machshava. So if you think now at the time when you shecht in your korban chatis, it should be done for a different korban, a different kochim, that's machriv. That destroys. That passels the korban. But the lav mina, something that's not the same min, the same category as kachim, in other words, chulin, loy machrivo. We do not even look, consider that machshav at all. It's as if you had no machshav at all. Therefore, the outlet you thought you wanted to be l'shem chulin means nothing, and we say rather the korban is kosher. So Rabbi asked the question, is it true? Is this really what Rabbi Yehuda holds? Or Rabbeinu have a question. Says Alocha, kol haget, shenichtav, shler l'shem isha, posel. Any get that's not written l'shem, this lady, this wife, is posel. That you cannot use it l'garish b'isha cheres. And the Gemara says, v'yafilu l'shem, oyvedes kechogim nami posel. Even though the get was written l'shem, let's say a shiksa, it was written for the purpose of a shiksa for Goya, still you cannot use this get now for another lady, for a Jewish lady. The Rashi says, v'yafilu l'shem azachovim, to shaloy l'shem isha kitoni, to mashma shaloy l'shem isha zu, elu l'shem isha cheres. As long as this get was not written l'shem this wife, but was written for any other lady in the world, any other lady, it's possible to be used for this wife. So v'yaf agav davos kichovim, Rashi says, lav bas gerishin hu, even though she's not a bar get, like by a goya, there's no din kedushin, there's no din gerishin. Schur, if a person, if the husband, a Jewish husband, had a get written l'shem ashiksa, so now his wife has the same name, the chur, it should be kosher to use it for his wife, because the fact that he wrote it l'shem ashiksa or goya, that should be called ein eminoi. She's not in the category of having a get. So therefore, that machshava should not pass for the get. So what do you see? The lav mino machribo. The machshava of a different type of a category also makes a psul. So like, why is kochim different than gittin? Why do you say by kochim? If you have the machshava l'shem chulin, it does not make a psul in kochim. So why does the machshava of an isha shiksa or goya pass for the get? Vishani Rav answered like this, get, by writing a get, dal oivedes kechovim minoy. Let's forget about the machshava that this man had to have the get written for a goya. Even let's say they did not have it written for a goya. Like you want to say, a goya is called an eina mino, she's not in the category of gittin, that machshava doesn't count. But still, heavenly stoma, it's only can't be better than a get was written stam, it was not written for the l'shem, your wife. Vistam apostle, and like we had before, stam is also possible by get. By get is a special alochom, you have to have the get written, l'shem, your wife. The soif has to know he's writing it for your wife and for you. But if he writes it stam, whoever wants to use it, it's no good. See here, true, he had a machshava to write it for a shiksa. See, even though that machshava is not possible, but it's not worse than he had no machshava at all, that the get is also possible. Ma'ashenken by Kodeshim dal chulin minayu. Forget about the machshav of chulin. You're shechting out this korban chatis, and you have in mind this shechitish dope for a regular chulin, a regular animal, not a kochimdik animal. So true, let's forget about this machshava. Since it's ain a minoy, it's not a min of kochim, it does not destroy, so what are we left with? Heavy lay stomach, it's like the shechit that was done stam. You do not have a fairish kavona to do with the shame chatis, but you do not have a das, do it for something else. That's called stam, and we came out before, who stomach sherim, and stam al shchit is kosher by kochim. And we had before, minas stam the korban is oila, lishmo. So therefore, by kochim is kosher. Now the Gemara says, v'roma mil sachriti. Rav is through another question. Said, miyom arav yudom arav. Is it true that yudom arav says, that chat is sheshokoto, l'shemer l'psula, if you have this korban chatis, that you're shechting it now l'shem a korban oila, that there it's possible, it's a machshava psula. But shochato l'shem chulin, if you shecht it l'shem a stam an animal of chulin, ksheiro, salma, what do you see? What do you see, Rabbi Yehuda Rav holds? That the mina machrivbo, the same category could destroy. If you have a machshav in kochim, the wrong kochim, that destroys, that makes the korban possible. But the loyminov, it's not this category of kochim, but a category of chulin, loymachribo, that does not destroy. We do not consider this machshav at all. It remains like stoma. And therefore the korban is kosher. V'atanya, so Rav asked the question like this. V'atanya, we learned like this. Toichoi, v'loy toich toichoi. We dash an apostic of toichoi, and not something that's toich toichoi. V'afilu klishotav. even not a kli cheres, a regular glass, a regular metal kli is matzel, is protected from hilchus tuma. So Rashi says like this, toicher, Rashi says, means kol kli cheres. We're talking about toicher means the inside of any earthly kli. So with darshan, anything that's inside the kli of the kli cheres becomes tamei. Let's say a sheretz comes inside the kli cheres, and there's food inside the kli cheres. So that's the chiddush. Even though the sheretz is not touching the food, anything that's inside the kli of a cheres becomes tamei machlus tumas avir. Just the fact it's inside the same kli of the sheretz is considered as if the sheretz touched it. But with darshan only toichoi, only what's inside this kli, v'loy toich toichoi, and not if it's inside a different kli that's inside this kli. That means kli hamunach betanur. Let's say you have a second kli that's now inside this big oven, this big kli cheres. O piv lamala min piatanur. The inner kli, its opening, its sides come up way above, on top of the kli, on top of the tanur. And now the oichle nomashkin betoichoi. You have food inside the inner kli, again, which the top of it comes above the tanner, the sheretz betanner, and you have a sheretz now that's inside the oven. So the question is, the food that's inside the inner kli, really it's also in the avir, the air, the space of the outer kli. Still here we say, oichlen shavikelim toirim, that the food that's inside the inner kli is tor, because we darshan toichoi, only what's inside the kli, inside the tanner itself becomes tamei, for loy toich toichoi, not the food that's inside a different kli, inside the tanner. This is what we say in Teros Khanim. Rashi said, let's say the inner kli was small, and the old kli, the opening is also inside the tanner, then toich karina bay, then that's all considered inside the tanner, then it would become tamei. It's only if the outer, its sides come up above the tanner. So it's inside this kli is called toich toichoi, that's tahor. Now the chiddush is with darshan ve'afilu kli shotach matil. Even though the inner kli is not called the kli cheres, let's say it's a metal kli or a glass kli, still it's also matil. It's called like a mechitza. It's called toich toichoi and not toich. And Rashi speaks out that even though the inner kli is inside the tanner, so let the outer portion of his kli become tamei machmas diavra the tanner. That's the locha by a kli cheres that is only mekabel tuma from the inside and not from the outside. And even though the inner kli is a kli shetef, it's not a kli cheres, that a regular kelim is mekabel tuma from the outside. That's only if the sheretz touches the kli itself. But here it's only inside the avir. That's the locha that the avir is not metame kelim. It's only metame food. It's not metame kelim. Therefore, the inner kli does not become tamei, even though it's only a kli shetef. This was the question. The chur like why? Like why don't I say like this kli shetef, the metal kli, is called an ena minoy? It's not the same category as the kli cheres. So I should have said an ena minoy does not help. It should not be able to break the loch of toichoi and make it into toich toichoi. No, let's say an eino mino is not machriv, so let's consider that the kli shetev is not here, and therefore the food inside it should be considered like it's inside the tanner, and it should become tamei. And we see here, we say no, that the food inside the inner metal kli is not considered like it's inside the tanner, but rather this eino mino is machriv, helps. So you see, an eino mino could help. Vishonui, and Rav answered like this, I'll tell you also, chulin eitzo kodeshim, kemechitza eitzo tanor. I'll tell you, chulin, against kodeshim, that's considered ein minoy. The machshava, that you shechted this chatas l'shem chulin, that means nothing. That's a different category altogether. That's like where you make a mechitza by the tanor. Let's say you have this tanor, this oven, made out of a kli cheres, and again, the sheretz is on one side. Let's say you made a mechitza, you put wood in between, and you divided and made two parts to the tanner. Here there's a locha that with any food, even though it's on the other side, still it would become tamei. A mechitza is not matzel. Only a kli is matzel. That's called teichai, v'loy teichai, but mechitzas do not help. So, ma mechitza etzo tanner. Le mahanya lo klau, just like if you have a mechitza inside the tanner. that does not divide the tanner into two. But it's all considered like one tanner, that it's mekabel tumah. So af chulin eitzah kotshim lemahani leklal. The same thing, the machshav of chulin. By kotshim, that means nothing. Mashenken over here, a kli shetef, even though it's a metal kli, what nisnageya to a kli cheris, it's called a kli. They're both called kalim. Here it's considered the same category. Therefore, the Torah says anything inside the kli cheris is mekabel tumah. It has to be inside this kli for loy toich toichli. That's none, because we learned like this. Tanor shechotsu binisorim. Let's say you have an earthly tanner, an earthly oven, that you want to divide it up now. Inside this tanner. Now it's divided up into two parts. Vinimtsa sheretz b'makom echad, and you find the sheretz on one side. Inside the tanner becomes tamei. So you see, a mechitza does not help to break up the tanner into two. What's going to be a kiveris? Something like a beehive. She pechusa. It's open on both sides, so it's not called a kli. It's opened up. It's not called a kli. So you only want to make it like a mechitza or pekuka, even though you stuffed it up now the kash with straw. Or moshoshelis liavara tanner, and it's thrown now down inside the avar, inside the air. Over the tanner, it's like inside the tanner now. So now, sheretz betoichai, betoicha tanner, tomei. So sheretz betoichai, if the sheretz is inside this kiveris, so locher is a tanner tomei. Still the tanner becomes tomei, because this kiveris, this beehive, is not called a kli. Since it's opened up, it's not called a kli. So what do you want to divide it? Because it's called a mechitza. That's the locher. There's no mechitza by a tanner. So it's all considered inside one tanner, and therefore the sheretz is inside the tanner, so anything else that's inside the sheretz, any other food, becomes tamei. The same thing, sheretz betanner. Let's say the sheretz is in the tanner, not in the kiveris. The food that's inside the kiveris is also tamei. Like we just said, a mechitza does not help to divide up the tanner. Now, Rebbe Leza holds, that a mechitza helps to mitayir in a kli cheres. If the sheretz is on one side of the mechitza, the food on the other side is tor. And Omer Rav Lezer says, how does he know this from? Rav Lezer has a kal v'chayma, have a kal v'chayma. Like even though you're saying in Svara, a mechitza is called an eina minoi, that's not called the same min as a kli. Therefore it does not help to divide this kli into two. Rav Lezer holds no, I have a kal v'chayma, to say that a mechitza should help to divide the kli cheres into two, and to stop the tumor from one side to go to the other side. How do I know this from? Shablezeh the kal v'chayma. Im hitzol b'meis hachomor loitatzol v'kli cheres hakal. If I know that by tumas meis, let's say you have a meis in the room, so anything under the same roof becomes tamei. If you put a mechitzer up, it divides the oil, it becomes into two different rooms like, and the tumas meis does not go to the other side of the mechitzer. So I see that a mechitzer helps to be matzo from tumas hameis, which is much more chomer than stama tumas sheretz. If so, loitatzo v'klicheres hakal, shouldn't for sure, if you make a mechitz, you divide up the tanner, you divide up this oven now into two parts, that if you have a sheretz on one side, it cannot bring the tumor onto the other side. So the kitzah, this is Rebbe Leza's kal v'chayma. Omru loy, and this the chomer said back, no, you can't bring a kal v'chayma from tumas sheretz from tumas meis to tumas sheretz. Okay, like this. Loy im hitzel b'meis. You know why it was said that a mechitza helps by a meis.